Welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to reach your potential, to find your purpose, and to live with passion. And I am your host, Andy George, and I'm so excited that you chose to listen to this podcast. So whether you are driving in a car, whether you're out for a run, a walk, whether you're at work trying to multitask and do work and listen to podcasts, or wherever you are in your journey, I'm so glad that you are here. And I really do hope that this podcast will inspire you to really reach the potential that's inside of you. Maybe it'll help you to define your purpose a little better. And ultimately, we need to live with passion. And so hopefully this will help you live with passion as well. So before we jump into the leadership concept I want to talk about today, I want to encourage you that if you have not done so yet, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you also go to Andy George Leadership on YouTube and subscribe to the video YouTube channel where we post up videos weekly as well on leadership. And you can also visit andygeorgecoaching.com for all sorts of other options and training and availabilities to help you really, truly lead in such a way that you're leading out of this great potential you have and purpose and passion. So as I'm thinking about this, as I'm new to podcasting, been around leadership for a long time, but new to really putting my thoughts into a podcast, I wanted to talk about, well, why do I really need somebody to walk alongside of me? Why do I need a coach? Why do I need a podcast? Why do I need somebody speaking into me leadership-wise or training? To answer those questions, why do I really need this? Or why do I need to keep growing, in other words? And that's a great question. I imagine some, if not many people, wonder, why do I need to keep growing or how do I grow? And perhaps the better question is, well, what exactly should I be doing? Not why, but what? What exactly should I be doing? The why is pretty easy. I love the statement I heard a long time ago that really just says you either grow daily or you die gradually. So the reason why we need to keep growing is that if we're not growing, we're dying. It's kind of like a plant that's planted, and that plant is either growing or it's dead. There's no in between. It's either alive or it's not alive. And so you and your leadership journey and me and my leadership journey, I'm either alive and moving forward or I'm kind of dead in the water at the moment. And we go through phases where we feel that, don't you? You feel that void a little bit in your personal growth. And so I want to talk to you about that today. And I want to title this podcast Sleepwalking. And I think there's something that happened in my life several years ago. My wife and I, one night, we're sound asleep in bed. It's probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. And my youngest child, my daughter at the time, was probably just around 5 years old or so, maybe a little younger than that or a little older, about 5 or 6 years old. And in the middle of the night, about 2 a.m., all of a sudden at the end of the bed, I kind of felt movement at the end of the bed. And so groggily, of course, because I'm tired, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I lift my head up off the pillow and my eyes open up. And at the end of my bed, I see my daughter on her knees, just staring at me awake. Her eyes are wide open, staring at me. And listen, I don't know how many horror movies you've ever seen in your life, but every single horror movie that I've ever seen in my life came flooding back at that moment. It was a beautiful full moon outside. And so the moonlight was shining into the window. And so you could really see, but it had that eerie greenish, whitish glow in the room. It's 2 in the morning. I'm half asleep, or I'm fully asleep. I'm woken up. My daughter's just kneeling at the end of the bed, staring at my wife and I. And so I get up and I'm rubbing my eyes and I yell at her name. I say, "Hey, Kennedy, what are you doing?" And I saw her kind of snap back to reality. And immediately I realized, you know what? She was sleepwalking. She had sleepwalked into our room and didn't even realize it, did not even realize that she had sleepwalked. And so here she is now sitting at the end of our bed. And all of a sudden I see her shake her head and she kind of mumbles to herself, what's going on? Where am I? How did I get here? And at this point, I'm kind of laughing a little bit. I'm like, "Kennedy, I think you sleepwalk in here. You sleepwalk. You were asleep in your room and you sleepwalk into our room and that's how you got here." And with full confidence, I can see her, the wheels turning in her head as she is thinking and she's processing what's happening. And what she says next is absolutely hysterical. She looks at me and she says, "No, I magically appeared here. I magically appeared." I thought that was absolutely hysterical when I heard that she had magically appeared in my room. And so I get up and I pick her up and I put her back into her bed. But you know, that night, something has stuck with me since that night. And that is this: how many people, maybe you listen to this, I know myself as well, how many people do we know simply are sleepwalking through life? Like, they're just sleepwalking through life. They're just going through the motions. They look awake. They're walking around. They're acting like they're awake, but they are asleep. They're asleep at the wheel. They're sleeping in their job. They're sleeping maybe in their marriage. They're sleeping in their career, in their profession. They're sleeping through physical health and emotional health and mental health and spiritual health. And then all of a sudden, one day, people are going to wake up and they're going to shake their head like my daughter at the end of the bed. And they're going to ask the question, how did I get here? You ever ask that? Maybe you're listening to this podcast right now and you're thinking that. Maybe you're thinking, how did I get here? How did I show up here in this place at this point in my life? How did things get like this? How did my marriage get like this? Or how did I physically let myself go and end up like this? How did my career end up here? I thought I was going to be somebody big. I thought I'd be making more than six figures by now. I thought I'd have my own office with a window overlooking a nice park somewhere. I thought I'd be at this level athletically, or on and on it goes. There's a lot of people that are living life wondering what if, waking up going, how did I get here? And so this is why we need leadership. This is why you need to digest and invest in yourself, And so, do I really need leadership? Do I really need coaching? Do I really need training? And the answer is a loud yes. Absolutely, you need to do this. And here's some good signs about how you think to do this. So really, the answer of the question yes is because coaching or leadership or training or development is really all about helping you unlock that maximum potential that's inside of you. It's helping you become aware, and hopefully this podcast will do that, and the podcast that you listen to and the leadership that you digest will help you become aware of your potential. You know what I believe? That it's only through when we become consciously aware of where we are in life and who we are, it's at that point that you and I can start making behavioral changes. If we're not consciously aware, if we're still in the sleepwalking mode and we don't even realize that we had sleepwalked into the bedroom and are sitting at the end of the bed, and all of a sudden we wake up one day, if you're sleepwalking through your life right now and you don't even realize how you got to where you are, then how are you going to change behavior? You have to become consciously, you know, you have a subconscious and a conscious. And really what coaching and training and leadership and self-guided leadership, whatever you're doing to lead yourself, I hope that what it's doing is that it's helping you become more and more aware of who you are. And maybe even more aware of where you are. So you might read a leadership concept or a leadership book, and all of a sudden you realize where you are in leadership-wise. And you might digest into some other, whether you're watching videos or a podcast or just overall leadership, and you just realize, okay, I'm growing. You realize a void that's in your life. You realize that there's something missing. And so it's helping you reach your potential. And so this is what happens when you go to people who actually know what they're talking about, who are trained, who are professionals, or just you can learn leadership from anywhere. And by asking questions, by unlocking that answer, that potential that's inside of you, that awareness, now you can start changing your behavior. And so maybe you're listening to this and you're wondering, how physically did I get here? I used to be in shape. I personally, at the point of this podcast, I'm on a journey to get back in shape. I let myself go out of shape. I found myself weighing the heaviest that I've ever weighed about a year ago. And I thought, how can I lead myself? How can I lead my family? And certainly, how can I lead other people if I can't even lead my dang self? Like, I got to be able to lead myself. And so you go on this journey. Or maybe for you, it's a different area of your life. Maybe it's your relationships, or maybe it's your marriage, or maybe it's something else that's going on in your life that you're becoming more and more aware that there's a void, or there's something missing, or there's a growth opportunity. But then it goes a step further to actually doing that, to unlocking those answers, to changing the behavior. And so I'm not necessarily talking about counseling or anything like that, or mentoring, although those are great, great things. What we're talking about is coaching and training and leadership development. And so I want to talk a little bit about, here's why you probably do not feel you need investment. Maybe you feel like you don't need to grow. And these are some warning signs. I'm just going to give you a few warning signs of why you're stuck, why maybe you're sleepwalking. Number one is simply this: you just want somebody to tell you what to do. That's all you want. You just want somebody to tell you what you want, what to do. You don't want anybody to press you. You don't want anybody to challenge you. You just want to read a book and have somebody tell you what to do, or listen to a podcast and tell you what to do. The problem with that, the problem with people just telling you what to do and you not becoming aware of it yourself, is a word called ownership. If that happens, you just don't own it. And I won't own it. We don't own our mess. We won't own our junk. We won't own the stuff that's going on in our life if all we're doing is telling somebody else, hey, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. You know, just tell me what I need to do and I'll do it. How about becoming more and more aware of yourself through leadership, through training, through coaching, but you becoming more aware of who you are and where you are, and then you owning it. You owning it. Now, we can certainly read things. We can listen to things. You're listening to this podcast, and maybe you're picking up a few things. But if all you're doing is responding to what people are telling you to do, and so what happens is you just start bouncing from one thing to another to another, and you never get settled, and you never really figure out life for yourself. So one of the reasons, a danger sign of why you are stuck, is that you just want somebody to tell you what to do. Number two. The second reason why you are stuck, or why you are still in sleepwalking mode, is that you feel that your life is good enough as it is right now. In other words, you woke up today and you looked at the mirror and said, you know what, this is pretty much as good as it's going to get. Man, if you are saying that this is as good as it's going to get, then guess what? This is as good as it's going to get. You're not going to improve. You're not going to get better. So if you feel like you've already arrived, that you are the best of the best of the best of the best, then you got a little problem with your ego. You got a little problem with your pride. Everybody can learn. Everybody can grow. Everybody can improve whatever they're doing in their life. So if you feel that nobody, like if you feel that you are higher than anybody else, that nobody else can speak into you, then you are in a very dangerous spot. I'm a firm believer that you can learn from anybody, anywhere, at any time. If your eyes are open, if you're looking, if you're listening, you can continue to learn. So if you feel that you've already arrived and that you have no more need for leadership and no more need for training or coaching, then my friend, you are stuck and you are sleepwalking. Number three, you really just don't like the change. That's the third reason. The third reason why you are still sleepwalking is, at the end of the day, you just really don't like the change. You don't like to change what you're doing. You don't like to change who you are. You don't like to change anything. You are fearful of change. Leadership is all about change, my friend. It is all about change. It is about constantly changing. So if you're fearful of change, you are going to continue to sleepwalk through life. You're not going to improve. Number four, the fourth reason why you're stuck, you don't want to spend the money. You don't want to spend the money. Listen, you got to invest in yourself. There's a lot of podcasts that are free. In fact, most podcasts, if not all podcasts, are free. There's leadership out there. Yeah, there's books, there's certifications, there's courses, there's lessons, there's downloads, there's videos. There's all sorts of investment you can make into yourself. But there's also a lot of things out there that are free. But at the end of the day, whether it's free, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. And so you might as well invest in yourself, because you're investing in something. You might be investing in, man, maybe you're going to buy a $10 coffee every day. Instead of doing that, go buy a book once a month. You know, do something investing in yourself. Invest in how to improve yourself. Get the tools that you need to improve yourself. But if you're just sitting there going, man, I just don't have any money. We all have money for what we need to do at the end of the day. Unless you are at the bottom rung of where you have ever been in life and you're really struggling, I get that. But for the most of us, you got a little bit of money somewhere. You got to spend the money. So invest in yourself. Hire a coach. Bring a trainer in. Go to a conference. Just do something to pour into yourself. Do a virtual conference. You know what I found is I can't travel, bounce around because of my busy schedule just to go to any conference I want to go to. Most conferences nowadays will actually have a virtual conference as well, or they're recording it, and it's much cheaper. It's a better price, and you can just jump into it. So the fifth and final reason that you need to really wake up, the fifth reason why you are not waking up, is that you just don't feel you have the time or the energy that I'll start on Monday, or I'll start next week, or I'll start next year when I'm in a better place. Listen, you got to start today. Today is the day that you need to start to wake up from that sleepwalk. And so time is precious. Time, in my opinion, is probably the most important commodity that we have, even more so than money. Our time is valuable. And so figure out ways to do it. One of the things I do, like most people, is I listen to podcasts and leadership audio all the way home. So I got about a 20-minute commute when I come into the office. And so every 20 minutes, I got 20 minutes in the morning, I got 20 minutes in the afternoon, and that's 40 minutes. And so for most podcasts, I can finish a podcast either on the way in or definitely on the way in and on the way home. And that's every day. So every day while you're commuting, and so whether you're taking the bus or the train into work or driving or carpooling or if you're walking, I don't care if you're riding a scooter, somehow put in some headphones and listen to leadership. Listen to this podcast. There's a bunch else out there. Just start Googling what you're looking for and listen to it. So you got to put the time into it. I'm not saying that you take away from your time when you're supposed to be working or you're supposed to be doing other things, but there is certainly time. For me, it's early morning and it's late night. My times are early morning, late night. So I'm an early morning riser. I get up, I get exercising in, I get my leadership concepts in, I have coffee with my daughter before school, and then I'm into the office all day, every day. And then at night when people are kind of winding down at the home, I'll pop open another leadership thing. And so set some goals. What are your goals for leadership? How many books you want to read? How many podcasts you want to listen to? So you got to put the time and you got to put the energy. And I can only tell you from personal experience that investing in myself in leadership, I have a personal coach that's a leadership coach from my life. I have mentors in my life, both ones that I know local and ones that I've never met because it's all virtual. But I'm telling you, this is what has made the change. It's kept me on a path. It's gotten me awake. It's made me get awake from that sleepwalking moment. So wherever you are, I hope that you will wake up from your sleepwalk. I hope that you are not sleepwalking through life. And if you have just been awoken, if for some reason in the recent past you have gotten up like my daughter and shaken your head and said, how did I get here? It is not too late. Start investing in yourself. Wake up. Don't blame somebody else. Don't just want somebody else to tell you what to do. Don't feel that you're at the point where you don't need to learn. Be willing to change, invest in yourself with time, with energy, and with money. Well, hey, that's all the time I have today on this podcast. This is Andy George Leadership Podcast. And like I said before, make sure that you are following us. Make sure you subscribe here on this podcast. You can go to Andy George Leadership on YouTube for our videos, as well as andygeorgecoaching.com. Until next time, I hope that you are on your way to reach your potential, defining your purpose, and living with passion.